Session 3. The Wilderness. There's a part of this that no one talks about. The middle. Not the crisis at the beginning and not the resolution at the end. The long, unmarked stretch in between. This is the wilderness. The wilderness is disorienting because there's no path, no signs. No way to know if you're making progress or just going around in circles. You might be doing everything right and still feel lost. That's the wilderness. That's what it feels like to be here. I remember being in my own wilderness, waking up each day without any sense of what I was meant to do with it. The old rules no longer applied, and no one could tell me the new ones because they hadn't been written yet. It was a particular kind of loneliness. Not dramatic, just quiet and endless. In your old life, you probably knew how to measure yourself. Goals, timelines, outcomes. Things you could point to and say, I'm getting somewhere. The wilderness doesn't work like that. The old metrics no longer apply, and the new ones haven't arrived yet. So you're left with this strange feeling of being in motion and standing still at the same time. There's a poem by David Wagner I return to when I'm here. It's called Lost. He writes, "Stand still. The trees ahead and the bushes beside you are not lost. Wherever you are is called here." What I love about those lines is not just the reassurance, it's the permission tucked inside them. They don't tell you to find your way out. They don't tell you to choose a direction or push forward. They tell you to stand still long enough to be found. It's a very different way of being here. When we stop treating the wilderness as something to fix, something shifts. The urgency quietens down. The self-blame loosens a little. And the pressure to know what comes next begins to lift. Maybe you're not meant to know where you're going yet. Maybe the work of this moment isn't movement. It's presence. Just being here, long enough for something to respond. It's tempting to force a path, to pick a direction just so you feel like you're moving, to make decisions before you're ready, just to end the uncertainty. I understand that urge. I've felt it. But the wilderness has its own pace. Rushing through it doesn't shorten it. It just means you miss what's here. And what is here? Well, often it's a lot of not knowing, a lot of waiting, ordinary days that don't seem to add up to much. But there is also space. Space you probably didn't have before. When the old structures fall away, there's room for something else to take shape, even if you can't name it yet. The wilderness is where assumptions loosen. The things you thought you knew about yourself, about what you needed, about how your life was supposed to look. And some of those assumptions were true, but some weren't. The wilderness helps you sort them out. Not all at once, slowly, in its own time. You might feel like you're falling behind, like everyone else has their life figured out, and you're stuck in this strange in-between place. The work isn't to escape the wilderness. It's to be here. To let it do what it does. The path isn't waiting to be found. It forms beneath your feet as you go. So for now, just stay with it. One day at a time, one breath at a time. That's enough. It really is. The poem ends with this. Stand still. The forest knows where you are. You must let it find you.